Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
44th annual Crystal Lake Service League House Walk about to take place. Friends of the program in studio. They look fabulous as always, and they're about to show off the beautiful homes of Crystal Lake. First off, though, we know how much rain Woodstock got yesterday. Did you guys survive the storm?
We did.
I mean,
we survived. We had a lot, 8 inches in Crystal Lake.
It's insane.
So it's insane.
It's insane.
Yes.
Everybody's basement's okay?
Lynn? Soggy.
And we had a tornado, tornado warning, I think. It touched down in Wakanda, I believe.
Yeah, it was McHenry County area.
Yeah, where it ended up.
Aren't your parents up there, Justin?
Scary.
My parents are in Wisconsin now, but I grew up in McHenry County, so I know the area.
Yeah, scary stuff. So we're glad everybody's, relatively speaking, okay.
Yes,
I know a lot of people really got hit.
Yes.
We're thinking about you today. Sandberg, tell me about the house walk, what you know of it.
Well, I know that it's the 44th annual Crystal Lake Service League House Walk, and it is this Friday, September 7th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., which I always think is funny when they take the break. I assume that's because people need to eat.
They need to vacuum.
Clean up for the second round.
Sit down.
I didn't know about the break. So the break, is there a strategy? Like, this didn't go so well in the morning session. Now we're going to move the sofa?
Let's put the chair. Yeah.
We have two shifts. We have two different sets of volunteers, a daytime shift and an evening shift.
So it
lets us switch shifts and, just kind of take a little breather, sit down.
Sometimes the homeowners, if their kids come home from school, they want to just come home for an hour and chill or grab something. And
how much stress does this create for the people that are prepping these houses?
It's a little stressful.
David,
pick up everything.
My house was on a house walk 3 years ago, and the nice thing about it is when you're done with the house walk, your house is done. There's nothing left to do.
So. Now, I know Lynn Reckamp and Shelley Duncan, and Lynn's house is house walk ready at all times, always. It is. It's a perfect. Yeah. It's one of those houses that's always decorated perfect. So
how are you not involved in this? Why? I'm surprised you didn't buy a house in Crystal Lake just to be on a house.
I do, and you know what? I do love the street that Lynn lives on, and her sister Kelly. They live on amazing streets. But there, I know I didn't because I have to drive to Chicago, and sometimes the ride is a drive.
What's the criteria to make it into the house walk? Is there something specific that you guys are looking
judgmental
for?
Judgmental
neighbors? No. I feel like we have a really good mix every year. It's not all huge mansions. We usually have a smaller home. This year we have two homes on Crystal Lake that are both beautiful. We have a large home on the north side of town, and then a very quaint home in downtown Crystal Lake. So we've got a nice mix. Some people come forward and actually say, I'd like my house to be in the house walk, and sometimes we do a little nudging. Usually one of the service league members will know someone that knows someone that knows the homeowner. So
do you have a waiting list, like people that you go back to?
No, we would like to have that.
Yes,
we never expect the homeowners to put a ton of money. Like, we tell them if we choose their home to be on the house walk, that we would take it just like it is.
Yeah.
So they choose to do that. We have no expectations of them doing
those. Is the goal to showcase the architecture, the layout, the design? What is the goal
Sell your
of the house walk? Because
Some
you're right, you don't want to put extra money. You want to see it as it is. That's the idea
of a house walk.
And I think it's all of those. I just really enjoy going through and seeing people's decorating and getting ideas that I can use and inspiration.
How many people, troll these houses year after year after year? Have you had to bounce anybody? Bouncers in any of the houses?
No. Well-behaved guests.
But we draw from the whole Chicagoland area, and typically between 1,000 to 1,200 people will walk through our homes each year. It's our biggest fundraiser. So we do get quite a few
people.
Well,
I think that's Shelley mentioned the fundraiser, because I know it's tickets, but it's the tickets are for donation to the
service league,
and you guys do a lot of work in the community. It goes right back into the community.
100% of the money. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and 100% of the proceeds from this Friday will go right back into outreach and scholarship for Crystal Lake residents.
Emergency medical, emergency health in general, clothing and household supplies, gift certificates. It's for food for those who are hungry, and holiday gifts for those who need help, scholarships and other contributions. So it's a nice thing.
It is.
How much are tickets?
$30 in advance or $40 the day out.
But I know you. How much are they?
For you, they're free.
They're free.
Do you want to give away a pair?
We do want to give away a pair.
If we give you a pair, but this is a fundraiser, so if we give you a pair, you got to buy two.
Oh, really?
You got to buy two pair, or you've got to buy. You got to get two friends to come.
I love that. Okay? Thank you, Steve.
How do you want to do this? Seventh caller with a really cool house.
Yep.
And they send you pictures, and then you judge.
And then I vet it. Yeah. If I don't like your decorating scheme.
312-981-7200 is the number. I don't want to profile here, but what's the percentage of audience female versus male?
In the evening shift, we get a lot of couples. Mm-hmm. It's a great date night. Go to dinner, view the home. So we do get a lot of couples in the evening.
And, you know, it's one of those, we go to a lot of galas and things, like things you have to get all super dressed up for and sit there.
Plated meals.
Yes. And mm-hmm. But you also attend a lot of those because you do them.
I do attend them, yeah, but I also, for people who are not aware, I like to be invited. I just don't like to show up.
But this is a fun way to raise money where you get to, like, you could look at, you know, look around, you could talk bad behind people's backs about things you don't like. It gives you like a different feel. You can be wearing, you know, regular shoes and jeans, not necessarily a fancy mm-hmm. dress.
What about questions? Is each homeowner around to answer questions?
No.
Not the homeowners, but there's service league members in every house. And then there's two chairs. Lynn is chairing a house this year, and so the chairs obviously know a lot of the details and like paint colors.
No, we encourage them not to be.
Could you do that where strangers are walking through your house all day? Isn't that called a burglary? Generally?
Yeah. I'm a shoes off kind of house, so
we are well staffed. So we don't. There's never anything that's unsupervised. All our homes are.
I know that. But
is there an expectation from the volunteers to know about that house, to know the history of it, the architectural style, that kind of thing?
We supply all the volunteers with information on the house, especially historical homes that have some background to them. The house that I'm chairing has 23 stations, so every station is going to have a little something else.
In the house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a large home.
Yeah, I was going to say.
23 stations.
Typically, there's not that many stations.
Yeah, that's the most I've ever. Yeah.
To be in a position where this is your 44th year of doing the house walk, do you recognize a certain style of architecture or a style that Crystal Lake is known for at this point? Because there'll be the bungalow tour, which is in Berwyn, or mm-hmm. you'll have the Frank Lloyd Wright stuff in Oak Park or other places like that. Is there a style that is that over 44 years of doing this that you're like, that's a Crystal Lake house?
Antebellum Southern mansions.
I think what we really strive to do is put together diversity in the homes that we choose so that there's typically a home with a lot of history that's older. There's also some on the lake. There's some on the north end of Crystal Lake, so that there's a good fit for everybody that walks through our homes, more than a style. Sometimes they'll theme the house walk. One year we did do all in-town homes, mm-hmm. and those definitely are older and do have more history to them. But we also really like to have that diversity so that there's a fit for everybody.
Do all these home shows on help or hurt? Help or hurt all the house shows that are on, you know?
I think it helps.
Yes, definitely.
I think
creates interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite one?
I work in an interior design studio, so I don't watch those because I just don't.
So it'd be like if you ran like Match.com and you were watching The Bachelor?
Right.
Yeah, I get it. Again, September 7th, that's this Friday. From 9 until 2, and then again Friday night from 5 to 9. So I guess if you're not working Friday, I don't know where you are.
We have the kids. Yeah, I can bring the kids to the house walk.
Yes. Oh, they would love it.
The advance ticket price, $30. Tickets can be purchased on the website and from local businesses in Crystal Lake. And what is the website?
The website is slcrystallake.org.
Always nice to see both of you.
And I think, thank you so much.
I'll speak for them. My favorite is House Hunters Renovations because they buy the house and then they renovate it and you get to see how they did it. I like that payoff, just so you know.
All right, good.
I also watched a beachfront bargain hunt the other night where they didn't pick a house, and I'm still angry about it because I don't think...
That's the whole point of the show.
I know. We're just going to rent this apartment. No. And then they show this apartment of this depressing, a bed and a couch and a chair all in one room. But we're still enjoying the island life. I'm like, I'm calling you out.
That's part of the deal, right?
That's bull. I invested 22 minutes into this.
Yeah, of your life, you'll never get back.
Yeah, right. So anyway.
And a show called Beachfront Bargain Hunt shouldn't make you angry.
Where you... You know what else makes me angry? That you didn't pick the Kanzi apple.
Yeah, that's a whole other part of the show. By the way, you guys, for coming in today, your parting gift. Select any apple we have left in the producer's booth. Huh? How about that?
Thank you.
The benefits never end. Support the Crystal Lake Service League House Walk again this Friday, 9 till 2 and 5 till 9 Friday night. And again, all the money goes to the Service League to do all the great stuff you do. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.